Hi, and welcome to the latest in Foz Rock series of podcasts. My name is Ian Reynolds. I'm regional sales manager for UK North and for Ireland. I'm joined today by Jerry Murphy. Jerry Murphy is the specification manager for waterproofing for Scotland and the northeast of England. The podcast cover a variety of product categories. Today's podcast, we're going to be concentrating on waterproofing and more specifically the recent changes in 2022 to the British standard BS 8102. Today, Jerry and I are going to chat about the recent changes to this standard. And Jerry, who is CSSW certified, will give a bit of an idea as to what these changes mean to the layman and to the specifier. Jerry, can you summarise what some of these key changes are?
Hi, Ian. Some of the key changes are considerable and really just keep in line with what has been best practice for a lot of installers over the past few years. But one of the main considerations and at the key part and the start of the design process is the design philosophy. The main part regarding the design philosophy is getting an appointed, qualified, with emphasis on qualified, waterproofing specialist involved at an early stage in a design process. That specialist may come in certain different forms, from perhaps a standard specification for a waterproofing project provided by a manufacturer like Foz Rock, which is a recommendation rather than a design purpose, to appointing a fully qualified design engineer and, for example, waterproofing design services offered through Foz Rock sister company can be that specified qualified person. Early intervention and engagement with a specialist is key in this certain process.
Right, okay, so there are changes in the design philosophy to a certain extent. Is there anything about the changes that would affect the material types that specifiers are choosing when they're making their decisions?
To consideration, design of the building and materials included, especially the design life of the building, internal finishes, external finishes, and the whole buildability and sequence of the build does make a difference to the waterproof applications and the types of waterproofing used.
Okay, so most specifiers would be familiar with the terminology type A, type B, type C. Type A being a barrier system, type B being a structural system, an integral system, like a watertight concrete, for example, and type C being a managed system, a cavity drain system, for example. How would the changes affect how these types of systems are actually chosen?
Well, especially when you're looking at a combination system, Ian, the differences being not only could you use a type A with a B or a B with a C or an A with a C, the changes have made it possible to use, for example, a type A with a type A system. Although this has been used by some installers in recent years and is good practice in certain situations, it's just been confirmed by the BS, acknowledging the clever use of this situation. For example, two type A systems being a barrier system and an internal type A system, giving a combination system that lends itself to better buildability given the design of the particular building.
Okay, so you're moving on to the practical implications of some of these changes within the standard. There have been some positive changes when it comes to practical implications for the contractor, for the installer themselves. To give us a bit of an applicator's opinion and an applicator's view on how some of these changes to the British standard look to the applicator, we spoke to Dennis Amore from Site Sealants. Here, Dennis gives us a bit of an idea as to how things like the changes in water management on sites, the ability to use combination systems, type A, type B, type C, how that affects the you know, practical application, and also gives us a bit of a general overview as to how some of these changes are changes for the better.
It's good to see the water management plans being included in the 2022 update. Is that something you've seen the benefit of, Dennis?
Well, it certainly helps when it comes to discussing what's required to be able to do our job when we get to site. I mean, it's something that we've always had to do because obviously you have to manage the water to a dry environment in order to build anything. So what it does is it highlights it to the construction management team that this is something that has to be included rather than something that we end up having a debate over when we get to site as to who gets rid of the water in order to be able to build the job. So it's certainly a positive as far as we're concerned. Construction fabric that you use doesn't always allow a type A and a type B watertight concrete. When we started 17 years ago, we would find ourselves having to design two type A systems due to the fact that it was maybe a blockwork wall and they couldn't get a type C system in as a second line of defence, so we would incorporate two type A systems successfully. So it's good to see that the British standards changed in 22 to allow what I would say is a common sense approach to being able to provide a watertight basement using two type A systems. Well, looking at it, just an overview, I would say that what British standards shows is that they're taking on what we've learned through time. So it's experience, basically. Experience is coming back and coming in, which is, I would call it common sense. When you're at the coalface and you're at it every day, these things are, the changes are what we've been doing. But it's good to see that they've now been included in the guidance for other contractors.
It was really good to get that insight from an installer's point of view on how these changes affect the contractors that are out there. Jerry, I'm just wondering if you would be able to talk us through any of the other standout changes that we should really be aware of.
Yeah, Ian, with all things waterproofing, continuity is always the key, and whilst it's been best practice in a lot of cases to take the waterproofing level to 150mm above the ground level, tying in with the DPC, it hadn't been stated so previously, and it's good to get that in writing now. Taking into account general construction issues, unexpected hazards should be notified to the design team and the waterproofing expert as soon as possible prior to any progress on site in order to take any action required. Taking into account the other general construction issue of protecting the waterproofing post-installation, consideration should be given to the protection of that waterproofing, be it a type A barrier with a protection board or a type A barrier, for example, Prufex Engage, which has got its own robust qualities, is a good product to use in that situation that can be more user-friendly to site traffic and a general site activity.
Thanks, Jerry, and also thanks to Dennis Amore from Site Sealants Limited, who gave us a bit of an applicator's point of view on the effects of some of these changes within the standard. We'll wrap up now, and I just want to thank everybody who's listened in to the Fosrock podcast. The next podcast that will be coming out next month will be going to a completely different topic altogether, and a completely different product category. We'll be covering concrete repair and looking at a case study from a project in Scotland from 2022. For now, thanks for listening, and don't forget you can go to fosrock.com and book in face-to-face seminars or online webinars through the field database that we have online. From me and from Jerry, many thanks for listening.